Austin, thanks so much. You're doing a great job filling in for Tony. I'm recording this. I have no idea if you're doing a good job filling in for Tony. This is Locks of the Weekend on ESPN 1530, a service of our friends at CincyShirts.com. You know, the holidays are coming up. If you know somebody from Cincinnati or if you know somebody who needs clothes, go to CincyShirts.com. Austin, I wish I was there with you. As it is, I'm working for Lance tonight from 6 to 9 on 700 WLW, and they're not paying me to work full days. Also, let's be honest, if this show, I'm done at 1 o'clock with you, and then the show tonight's at 6, that's 5 hours to kill? No, yeah, that's not happening. Instead, it's 12:58 in the morning on Friday. I'm in my basement doing this. This shows my dedication to you, to the radio station, to the show, to iHeartMedia, and most importantly, to our audience. Let's pick some games, Austin. What do you say? Let's start with a couple tonight that I really like. I like Va Tech. Boston College, not good against running quarterbacks. Garrett Schrader shredded them. Can you say that five times fast? Garrett Schrader shredded them. I'm not going to do it. Malik Cunningham also shredded them. Virginia Tech's got a running quarterback. And this is a Hokies team that has played all right, I think better than the record would indicate, against teams like Notre Dame and West Virginia and Syracuse. And they're laying 3 points tonight. I will gladly lay the 3 points. There's a game tonight that I don't want you to make a move on right now. I want you to wait. Let's see what happens with Stanford quarterback Tanner McKee. Right now, the Cardinal are 7.5-point dogs. If we find out before the game McKee is going to play, I think this line's going to move. Either way, I'm going to take Utah. They're simply the better team. I think they roll all over Stanford's defense. But if McKee plays, I think the line's going to come down to 7. And if McKee doesn't play, I think the line's going to stay at 7.5. And so why not wait it out? Why not see if you can get a free half point, right? Okay, there we go. Let's talk about the games tomorrow. Got a very, very simple one for you here. Austin, I bet you didn't know this. There is one team in all of FBS college football that has not covered a game against the spread. Do you know who it is? Do you? Probably not. It's Missouri, 0-8 against the spread this year. Well, they're playing Georgia. Now, let's be honest. Maybe at some point late this season, Missouri finally covers a number. Do we think it's going to happen against, I think, the team that everybody believes is the best in college football and the defense that everybody thinks is the best in college football? No, they're not covering 38 against Georgia. Lay the points with the dogs. You know how Oklahoma had the close call against Kansas, and then Power 5 and Big 12 and Oklahoma apologists were like, well, you know, it is a conference game and it is a team in the Big 12 and Kansas isn't that bad. They sounded, Austin, like you do in excusing the Bengals losing to the Jets. How'd those Jets look last night? How'd Kansas look last week? If you don't know, they lost by a score of 55-3 to Oklahoma State. Maybe Kansas State doesn't beat them that bad, but Kansas State is going to beat them bad. Lay 24 with the Wildcats. SMU and Memphis. I'm leaning SMU here, but I'm going to stay away. Here's what Memphis does. They settle for and force a lot of field goals. Their defense is not terrible. I'd play this down to 68.5, maybe 68. Under 70.5, SMU and Memphis tomorrow. Austin, not you. You're not a Bearcat fan. But Bearcat fans, what do we need to happen? We need some stuff to happen. We need chaos. But we need stuff. I think some stuff is going to happen. I think Michigan State's going to lose to Purdue. This is a very good passing offense that Purdue has. This is a weird spot for Michigan State. Awesome comeback against Michigan. Always fun to watch Jim Harbaugh lose. I think Michigan State, you know, the luck, if you will, is going to run out. I think they drop one. I think Purdue covers the number. I think Purdue wins the game outright. I think Michigan State will probably still be ranked ahead of UC if that happens. Navy and Notre Dame, here's a weird game from a Cincinnati perspective, right? Because, well, let's say that Navy goes to Notre Dame and they play well. And then, you know, oh, well, hey, wait a minute, that Navy team that everybody's banging on UC for not crushing, well, they came back and won the following week, and now they've gone to South Bend and they've hung in there. But of course, if that happens, we're not going to talk about Navy anymore. We're going to say that Notre Dame team that Cincinnati walloped. See, that this Navy game goes to show that they're not that good either. Cincinnati can't win in this regard. I'm going to go ahead and lay the 20.5 points with Notre Dame. Tennessee's taking on Kentucky this weekend. This game has sort of gone back and forth. Tennessee was laying a point, then the game was a pick, and now as I sit here in my basement at almost 1 o'clock in the morning, Kentucky is laying a point. Tennessee has played well recently. They were better against Alabama than anybody's going to admit. They beat Ole Miss. They hammered Missouri. They hammered South Carolina. Kentucky can't score. They scored more than 20 points just one time in its last five games. We've given a lot of credit to the Wildcats this year, but that road loss at Mississippi State last week, brutal. Give me Tennessee with the point. Volunteers win the game. Game day's coming to UC tomorrow, Austin. I'm going to guess you're not going to be there, but you know who will be there? The Bear. The Bear's coming. Everybody loves the Bear, right? Chris Falica. He is like the gambling guy on College Game Day. Seems like a nice dude. And, you know, he makes his picks and everybody loses their mind. And, well, it's the Bear. Here's what the Bear said. Well, you know what the Bear's not good at? Picking games. The Bear, I'm looking at his webpage right now, that the little thing he does with Stanford Steve, whose work I really like. The Bear is 16-28 against the spread this year. Last week, 1-5. So tomorrow, I don't know what the Bear is going to say. Who cares? Who cares? Listen to what I say. Austin, if I go 16-28 picking games, I will stop picking games. 16-28, yet he's the guy. And tomorrow, when he picks games, everybody's either going to lose their mind and happiness and sheer joy or throw crap at him. Who cares? 16-28. Cincinnati taking on Tulsa tomorrow. I got to be honest with you. You got to look at some trend here, and one trend that doesn't speak well to Cincinnati in terms of covering the number. If you could see me right now, I'm moving my hands the way Nick Saban does when he does an interview with like Tom Rinaldi. In the first six games of the Bearcat football season, since Luke Fickell became the head coach, Cincinnati has been great against the spread. I'd give you the number, but I don't have it right now. In game seven and beyond, they're not great against the number. This has been the case when Cincinnati has had good teams. And this has been the case the one time under Luke Fickell, Cincinnati had a bad team. They did not cover last week. They did not cover against Navy. 5-3 against the spread this year. Golden Hurricane, by the way, they've covered 10 straight games against ranked opponents, including as an underdog at Ohio State in Columbus, played in front of like 4,000 people that nobody wants to talk about. 22.5 point dog. There are a lot of reasons to take the Golden Hurricane, but I'm not. And I know I'm going to be called a homer. Had this game been scheduled last week before the playoff rankings, I wouldn't use this logic, and it's not even really logic. I think Luke Fickell's team is pissed. I think Luke Fickell is pissed, but I also think he's happy that his team is probably pissed. And with the game day thing happening, and you know now the directive has been placed on him, you've got to go blow everybody out. Cincinnati's going to blow out Tulsa. I'm going to go large. Cats cover 22.5, and I think this line is going to move. Austin, you like the NFL, right? You want to talk about the NFL? The Bear is 16-28. Can you believe that? 16, that guy, six, everybody's favorite Saturday morning degenerate, 16-28. But in the NFL, we've got some games that I think are really interesting. New England is laying 3.5 points against Carolina. Mac Jones, not great last week against Los Angeles, but I don't know that Carolina's offense can string together enough good drives in this game if Jones struggled again. Jones struggled last week. Patriots won the game. Even if Jones struggles this week, Patriots on the road win the game, cover the 3.5. The Jacksonville Jaguars getting flagged for 12 men on the field and then having to burn a timeout before the next play because they had 12 men on the field again was the best thing I saw in pro football last week. Actually, as much as people are banging on, you know, Urban Meyer for the, you know, thing with the not going on the flight and the girl and all that stuff, that was more embarrassing. The Buffalo Bills are first in DVOA. All five of their wins have come by 15 points or more. Guess what? They're only laying 14.5. I will gladly lay 14.5 with the Buffalo Bills. I think the Chargers bounce back. Look, the Eagles, when they play good quarterbacks, they struggle. Justin Herbert recently gone through some growing pains. Assuming he's relatively healthy, I think he bounces back. LA only has to lay 1.5 on the road. By the way, how much would you bet on that Chargers-Bengals game being flexed? That's a 1 o'clock Sunday game right now. There's the wager. Bengals, Chargers to be flexed. Maybe it's 425. Maybe it's 825. That bad boy ain't kicking at 1 o'clock Eastern. Arizona and San Francisco. Last year, Kyler Murray, first half of the season, was great. Suffered an injury. Things started to fall apart. This year, fantastic. Maybe the MVP front runner, but dealing with an ankle injury. We'll see how much it affects him. Could we see a repeat? San Francisco offensively looked really good against Chicago. 467, they never punted. These two teams played in week five. Trey Lance was the quarterback. Arizona won the game. But the Niners did enter Arizona territory in eight of their nine offensive drives. I think they convert those opportunities with Jimmy G. San Francisco's laying a point. I'll do it gladly. Take the 49ers. I know everybody is going to hammer the Rams. And, you know, they just got Von Miller, and the Titans just lost their best player. But 7.5 is still a pretty hefty number when you're playing a good team. And by the way, Ryan Tannehill, over the last 3 years, only Patrick Mahomes and Matthew Stafford have a higher EPA per play. Expected points added per play. You could tell I'm reading that, right? Yes. I'm gonna go ahead and say that Ryan Tannehill keeps this close. Give me the Titans. I'll take the 7.5 points. I know what we're supposed to do here. Bengals lost last week, so now we're supposed to pick against them. That is the lazy way of doing things. Cincinnati is only laying 2.5 points at home. They have the better quarterback. They have less dysfunction. They have a healthier team. And when they've lost this year and people start to, oh boy, here we go again. What do the Bengals do? They come back and play really well, right? Played very well after losing to Chicago. Played very well after losing to Green Bay. They're coming home. They're heading into a bye. They're healthy as hell. They've got the better team, at least right now. Bengals cover the number, 2.5. They go into the bye, 6-3. And we'll talk about it on the Tony and Mo Football Show without Tony on Monday from Twin Peaks in Florence, starting at 3:05. James Rapine will be filling in. Hopefully Austin Elmore is in the audience. So it's going to be interesting to see if Austin is just, well, I guess I can talk to you, Austin, since you're hosting the show today. Is it going to be one of those deals where you only come to the show if Tony's there? Like, I have friends like this that only want to hang out with me if, like, somebody else is there, like if another common friend was there. So let's see where Austin is if we have the kind of relationship that I would like to think we have. Will Austin show up at the show? Either way, I hope you, now I'm talking to you, the audience, I hope you show up at the show and come see us. We'll talk Bengals, Browns. We'll talk UC and Tulsa and college football playoff rankings. It's going to be a blast. Thank you so much, Austin. I hope I've helped you kill some time. This has been Locks of the Weekend, presented by Cincy Shirts on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.